So we started yesterday the siman of siman kuf pei tes, the siman of Vestas, and started talking about the Ona Beninus. And we mentioned that it's not so clear in the Gemara at all. There's such a concept called the Ona Beninus. The only Gemara was that the sugya that we talked about yesterday. We talked about in the past also. A man coming home from a trip and he finds his wife besochi me onoso, right? Besochi me onoso. That's a different opinion in the Gemara exactly what this means. Rashi says the Gemara is referring to what we now call the Ona Beninus, but he came within 30 days, right? And that determines whether he has to, whether or not he came within 30 days, whether he has to investigate and find out whether Shitake, is still mutaris him and so on and so forth. If he came before the 30 days, the assumption is not. After 30 days, the assumption is yes. That's what Rashi says. And many other Rishonim would seem to agree like Rashi. We said the Rashbo said, the Ramban looked to say like that. But we noticed that the Ra'ah and the Berakha Bias yesterday, and apparently the Rambam also does not speak about this Ona Beninus. And they say that the Gemara isn't talking about when it says Besochim Onos. It means her particular, whatever it is, her, the Yom HaChodesh, she invested that, the rest of the Yom HaChodesh, the rest of Floga, whatever her situations are, but it never meant to tell us anything new. However, the Shulchan Aruch, as we saw, let's look at it again, assumes halacha like Rashi, so that's in the source 24, to Kuf Pei Tes. I'm sorry, not source 24, source 22. Sim kuf pei tes sif aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol isha she'ein lo veses kavu chosheshes liyom lamid l'riyosa." A woman does not have a fixed kavu. We said that was a further machlokes because they're talking about only woman invested in a kavu. But that's on mechaber paskins. Kol isha 22. Sim kuf pei tes arsim and sif aleph. Kol isha she'ein lo veses kavu chosheshes liyom lamid l'riyosa. Shehu ona benes l'stam nashim. But in Isha Ves Kavul, Zman Yadua, Michaf L'Chaf, Michaf L'Chaf, then Choshesh is Zman Yadua only. Okay, that's what we saw. So Shulchan Aruch happens to Paskin like Rashi. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, Rashi seemed to say that it's talking about even to one who has a Ves Kavul, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply, doesn't go like Rashi all the way. Okay, that's what we saw. That's what we saw yesterday. Now, we also mentioned that the question is, what does the Ona Beninus kind of result in? Does that become like a Vesis Kavua? And that, if so, then, and that's what many were assumed, that she absolutely must do a B'dika on that day. I mean, that's an absolute requirement, is to do a B'dika on that day, and that's what we usually assume a halacha. And she remains a Surah even with the Evid until she performs a B'dika, you know, afterwards, and that's the halacha. So that's the definition in terms of the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. Now the question now is, I'd like to go over again. I did the Shach, but it kind of rushed it at the end. So I'd like to go over it now a little more slowly, and going weiter, just determining exactly what is the Ona Beninus. Okay, the general assumption is the Ona Beninus means day 30 from the beginning of the previous Re'iyah. Whenever the previous Re'iyah started, so that counts as day one, and you count the day 30, like you count 8 days to a birth, or the pidyon ben, or whatever. So you count, so today is day one, so tomorrow is already day two, which is, so let's say today is Thursday, so today she saw today. So today would be called day one, and no matter how many days she saw, but she saw first, today will be day one, tomorrow will be day two, so the following Friday will be day nine, the following 16, the following 23, the following 30. So it's, you know, that's how we'd count it, day 30. That's what we usually assume. Is Ona Beninus. Ona Beninus is 30 days after the Tchilas HaRe'iyah of the previous Re'iyah, okay? With the day of the Re'iyah starting, you know, the day of the Re'iyah counting as day one in the count. That's how the Beis Yosef said, that's how the Bach said, that's how many assume. However, the Shach, we saw yesterday, but I'm going to go over it again now, 26. The Shach is on the comments of Shulchan Aruch later, okay? The Shulchan Aruch later in Sif Yud Gimel, that I printed in 24, later in our Siman, same Siman, but later in the Siman in Sif Yud Gimel, so the Ramah, they are basically quotes from the Ramban. We discussed a little bit yesterday. The Ramban seems to have a little bit contradictory. He does count the mention of Ona Beninus. He doesn't mention it. But in one place, Ramban does not mention Ona Beninus. And there are more quoting the Ramban at Sifshid Gimel, which maybe we'll read again. Okay, let's look at 24. There are more writes, Isha Sherosa Choshesh Leves HaChodesh Ula Afloga. Okay. Ad shetikba v'sachodesh begimah pama v'sago v'dal pama aflog v'dal pama o shetaka chad mehem fine, and he gives various examples, and he says we have to be choshesh for the v'sachodesh. All right, so rasa, for example, rakeitza rasa be'echad benisan v'chafbo, then choshesh le'echad be'ir mipnerish chodesh nisan, because that's the v'sachodesh. Okay, then rasa be'echad be'ir olor olor rasa v'le choshesh le'tes be'ir, again So that's the vestige of the Haflogo. The Tes B'Nisan will be, you know, from the 20th to 9th is the same number of days, or 20 days, from 1 to 20. So that's the Vest Haflogo also. Bottom line, for our purposes, the Ramon makes no mention in this source, and it's quoted from the Ramban, who at least in one place, okay, we showed you yesterday, the Ramban in the Hilchos Nida and Perek Hay, those Yud Ches through Chav Aleph, we saw, makes no mention of the Onur Beinonis. So the Shach quotes the Beis Yosef. Let's read again the Shach. Okay, the Shach, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, so I'm just to say over the Shach again. The Shach in 26, okay, says, and it's Yukat Lamed, on that Ramon, Sifyud Gimel, in our Siman, he quotes the Beis Yosef, that which the Ramban, or the Ramon, quoting the Ramban, says, Hashirin Shetikba Melamed Alf, Lamed Alf, Lav Lemeimer Shein Tzarech Lachash Liyom Acher. Even though the diuk, so to speak, is that he says you just have to worry about Bey's Chashoshos, if you look back in 18, Ramban in the Parakei Os Chafalev, Le'olam Choshesh, Le'Bey's Chashoshos Halalu, to one of the Daik, the two being, again, the Vesachodesh and the Vesachloga, he doesn't mention, so Bey's Chashoshos don't get excited. He doesn't mean only those two, right? Lav Le'meimar, She'ein Tzarech Lachos Le'om Acher, you have to include the Onur Beinonis also. Okay, so that's what the Beis Yosef says, and the preacher says, the Bach, and the Aterizov, and the Tilavush, and so on. They all say the same thing. Okay, then the Levush says something else in the middle there, which we'll have to come back to. But he says Yom Lamed Enu Nekar B'Pam Achas and so on. But the Shach comments on that Ein Zeh Nachon Klal. Look, we glossed over that before yesterday, and I'm glossing over it now because we'll come back to it later in today's Shibbez Hashem. In any event, bottom line is that the Shach is bothered by this question as to why the Ramban and Ramon saying the Ramban doesn't say anything about the Enu Beinonis. Okay, like the Shach says towards the end, the Lamelo Kosu Prishu Gamkeim Shetzvich Halachos Enu Beinonis. So Adarabba. So he says, it turns out he thinks the Shach has a Chiddush that Mashmasha ain't a tzricha lachosh al beiz chashoshos halol of a sulo. Again, I'm going over the Shach from the end yesterday. He says, the Shach says, you know, it's not an accident. And the Beis Yosef read the other Achronim, okay, are not reading it right. He means, no, there is no such thing as Onur Beinonis. That's why he doesn't mention. What do you mean there's no such thing as Onur Beinonis? So he says, Onur Beinonis, Shach and Israel, I don't know if I explained it clearly, so I'm going to say it again now. The last paragraph is 26. Okay, so the Chach Pirish Ramban Barashi, the owner of Beinonis, he lamed yom mitchilas re'ia acheres. Mitchilas re'ia, litchilas re'ia acheres. Okay, he's talking about, says the Shach, okay, the Shach is saying that actually, that owner of Beinonis, in effect, is just another way of saying Yom HaChodesh, the Vesis L'Yom HaChodesh. Okay? It's a Vesis Kavua, you know, of sorts, and therefore it carries this Chumar Bad Bedika and so on and so forth. But the Shach says that the whole idea, okay, what is Onur Beinonis? The whole idea of Onur Beinonis is what? We expect her to get her period on this again on this day, right? And what is that expectation? What is that expectation? The expectation, says the Shach, is that she's going to get her period one calendar month after having gotten it the previous time. That's what the Onur Beinonis is. But basically, in effect, because Alex, I'm just going over again the Shach from the essay because I rushed it a little bit at the end, so I'll make sure one gets it clearly. Okay, the Shach's a unique shita, but he says that basically the Onur Beinonis coincides with the Vesli Yom HaChodesh most months. Now, what do you mean most months? So first of all, it's important to recognize that he doesn't count the Yom HaVesis as one of the 30 days. When he says 30 days, it really means 31, 30 days, and then after that comes the Vesis. And the truth is that in a Mulei month, which he is assuming that's a regular month, is Mulei, a 30-day month, okay? That's what the Shach is assuming. So that's exactly correct. That's exactly correct, okay? You do the math, okay? You'll figure out he doesn't count the Yom HaVesis as day one, or as one of the, I'm sorry, not the day one, as the end. He doesn't count the Yom HaVesis as one of the days, okay? 30 days means 30 days before the day of the expected Vesis. 30 blank days, 30 non, whatever, 30 open days, okay? So therefore, that day is really day 31 since the last year. And therefore, in a Mulei month, okay, it'll be day 31. That's the day of the Onur Beinonis. When it says 30 days, it doesn't mean 30 days, the 30th day. It means after 30 days. I get an opinion on Ben, right? It's after 30 days, right? That's how the Shach learned. Of course, in a chaser month, it'll take a B, day 30, it'll be after 29. Right? There are 29 open days, okay? Let's read the language of the Shach himself there in the second part. It's a long Shach. I didn't print the whole thing here. I tried to print the parts of the most important lesson now. He says, L'chach pishm ha-rashad, the owner of Ben is, he lamed yom mitchilas v'il l'tchilas v'acheres, v'hainu b'stam chodesh, dihu malei, okay? Then Taka, after day 30, day 31, will be the Yom HaChodesh, will be the same day of the month as she had last time. So that's what the owner of Benanis is according to Shach. Is everyone with me? That's the point. Now then he says, V'ein achanami, im HaChodesh chaser, if it's a chaser chodesh, meaning only 29 days, then a chodesh chaser, chav tes yom mitchilas v'il l'tchilas v'il acheres. Lo hutzuch l'virzem yishum d'stam chodesh malehu. Okay? And so on. So that's in effect the Shach's point. The Shach says that Ona Beinonis basically equals Vesta Chodesh. Okay? And the fact that we call it the 30 days, the fact that we call it 30 days, okay, it means since it's 30 days from the last Riyah, and it's the next day after that. Okay, and it's in the Chodesh Malay, Chodesh Chos will be 29. Okay, and he says that's why the Ramban doesn't mention anything back in what number again was it 18, right? Back in source 18, in Hilchos Nidah Ramban Parakei Os Chaf Aleph. That's why he says just Choshesh the Beis Choshesh Salo. He didn't mention Ona Beinonis. So the Beis Shel stick in the box. Yeah, he means Ona Beinonis also. He's just not talking about it. The Shach said no need to mention. It's the same thing. Okay, it's the same thing. He mentions that. Okay. So the Shach holds that it's because Ona Beinonis, it's not a new din. It's not a new din. It's the same thing. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, the Rambam, which we had back in source 16, okay, the Rambam also doesn't mention it. Okay? The Rambam also doesn't mention it. He just says, he doesn't mention any of the things here, but he says, 1 second, the Rambam sounds like he's agreeing. Like the Rav doesn't mention anything about Ona Beinonis because he relies on what he speaks about in terms of Yom HaChodesh and so on. Okay. Now the truth of the matter is, he says the Rashba, you can't get out of the Rashba. The Rashba that we had in the Taras HaBayis does bring up Ona Beinonis, okay, as being something different. Okay, looking back in 13, okay, the Taras HaBayis, Bayis Arch, Bayis Zayin, Shar Gimel. Afal Pishol Yom, so Choshesh Liom Shloshim Uyos Lefi Shehi Ona Beinonis L'Rov HaNashim. They can't twist out of it in terms of the Rashba. The Rashba does mention it, okay? But, says the, you could say, if you look carefully there at the Rashba, but he doesn't mention Vesta Chodesh there. In other words, he says, you see, like the two, are those two people the same person? I never saw them together in the same room, right? You ever hear that kind of thing? So that's what, they must be the same people because you never see them together. But that's what the Shach in effect is saying. It's true that the Rashba does mention Ona Beinonis, but he doesn't talk about Vesta Chodesh. So that's what he wants to say, that it's the same thing. That's the idea of the Shach. Okay? So Ona Beinonis is, in effect, the Vesach Chodesh. According to the Shach, what does it mean? The Ona Beinonis is that she'll see Dam on one calendar month after the previous month. That'll generally be after 30 days have passed, or meaning on day 31, or after 29 days. But that's the position of the Shach. Okay, I just wanted to make that clear, if I didn't make it clear last time. We take a look, now to go weiter in 27, the Chacham Tzvi, in a Tshuva Sim Kuf Yud Dalet, quotes the Shach this way. Okay, let's take a look at 27. The Chacham Tzvi. So the Chacham Tzvi says, Shach's incorrect. Harav Bal Shach, Hirba Lahashiv Al Poskim. He disagrees, as we saw, with all the other Poskim. Shakasa Shtar Chivosh Biyom Lamed L'Riyasa. The other Poskim say you have to have a pre-show and a Badik on day 30. On day 30. Never mind this day 30 and it's after that. No, on day 30. That's what they say is the owner of Benin. Shehi Onam Uskaris Batalmud. Okay, I don't think the Shach is right. It's a Das Yochid. I think the other poskim, the two of the Yosef, the Bach, the priest, they're all right. The other ones were right. Okay, and therefore I'll explain what I believe and so on. And he says, especially because it says on the third line, the Imkain Harambam Baharav. I think it should mean the Ramban. If the printing was, it should say the Ramban. Harav means the Ramo. He says, I mean, it happens to me, I think the Rambam agrees, but I think he's talking about the Ramban. So it's okay. Then Ken Ramban, Barav, Shabola, Farshan, Amal, Hashashas, and so on and so forth. Okay, fits in with the words better and so on. And the fact that the Ramah didn't mention, let's remember, The Ramor is in Sifyut Gimel. This Ramor, according to Ramban, is in Sifyut Gimel. So it says the Chacham Tzvi. He doesn't mention Onah Benes because that was covered earlier in Sif Aleph. That's why. He doesn't have to mention it again. We talked about it already. Right? I mean, he assumes that you remember, you know, from whatever. So I told you, I had a Rebbe in high school who would tell us that, you know, Rashi or whatever. Tosus assumes, or Daf Gimel, let's say, Tosus assumes you remember what we learned on Daf Beis. So he doesn't spell it out. I assume you remember absolutely nothing. So I'm going to explain it to you. Right? Not to even have it to you. I assume you know nothing. So therefore, but anyway, so the Beis Yosef says that the Ramah doesn't mention because he talked about it. Look, you're right at the end of the fourth line into it. The Sama Hatchila Simon Zesha Kosov Khanar, our Sif, Sivala, call Isha Shayn Laves Kabu, Hoshesh, Leom Lamagos, Shona Benitis. Okay, so therefore he disagrees with the Shach, and fine. Okay. Yeah, so that's the Chacham Tzvi. He doesn't think the Shach is right, and it's simply relying on what he said earlier. The Sidri Tara makes a point. The Sidri Tara here in Ar Siman Kuf Pei Tes and Kotnir Beis doesn't disagree with the Shach, but he does mention you can't accept the Shach all the way. Okay, the Sidri Tara points out that even according to the Shach, even if the Shach is right that there's an equation between Onah Benes and Vesach Chodesh, but there's going to be some differences. The Sidri Tara he doesn't reject, but there are going to be differences between Onah Benes and Vesach Chodesh. Okay, so for example, so he says them. So he says, "V'shach zikot lamed herch lochir the Onah Benes hainu v'sachodesh." Like we said, okay, that's the key line there. We said the shach claims that Onah Benes is nothing more than v'sachodesh, but he says, "V'af l'das hashach al korchach tzarch lomar the chiluk yesh bein Onah Benes v'sachodesh." Actually, it's three chilukim here. If you saw it, okay. One, the ilu v'sachodesh kol zman shel nikba v'avar zman v'lo bodka mutaris v'lo bdika. Right, if she saw it in a particular month, okay, and then that Yom HaChodesh came the following month and she didn't see, so end of that day, right, only one time, end of that, she didn't do B'dika, Mutash B'lo B'dika, V'ilu Ba'on HaBeinus, Asur Atchit Tivdo. But on HaBeinus, even if the day came and she didn't, on HaBeinus requires a B'dika. Again, that's based on the Gemara that we earlier discussed, right? So there needs a B'dika, so that's going to be different, okay, Asur Atchit Tivdo. And he quotes a Shulchan we had earlier, then it's Mekuf Pei Dalet, remember? And also here will come up later. So, but Onah Benes, bottom line to remember for yourself, Onah Benes always requires a bedika. Okay, that's the point. So, and the Vesach Chodesh doesn't. So that's one difference. By Vesach Chodesh, until it's been established, as the woman didn't do bedika, she's materis without a bedika. But once the Onah Benes comes, she's a surah even when the owner went by and until there's a bedika afterwards. Right? That's the chiluk number one. Two. Okay, he says, Mishkachas lo v'sachodesh below ain't a benes, b'chi agavne, another case. You can have a v'sachodesh requirement without an onah benes. Kigon, she'rosa be'echa b'nisan uv'chof bo. She saw in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then she saw in the 20th Nisan. The tzricha lachosh b'Rosh Chodesh ir mishum v'sachodesh. Now comes Rosh Chodesh ir, she'll have to be parish on that day because of the Yom HaChodesh since the first of Nisan. She saw on the 20th. So what the Onah Benes disappears. What the other way, day 30, because now she already saw on day 20. Okay, in other words, Rosh Chodesh ear is the best of the Chodesh, but not because of Onah Benes. Because with the best of Sha'ina Kavua, let's remember, one Re'ia establishes a Chashash, which remains until that same day passes without a re'iyah. So therefore, she'll have to be parish in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, okay, but in terms of Onah Benes is the identical calendar date of the month since her previous re'iyah. But that's an important fact. Okay, again, Onah Benes means you have to be choshesh for getting a period on the 30th day since her most recent re'iyah. Well, if she saw on the first of the month, but then she saw on the 20th, you don't have to wait on the first of the month. You have to wait on the first of the month because of Vesach Chodesh. But you won't have to wait the first of the month because of Onah Benes, because the Onah Benes has been uprooted by the fact that she saw on the 20th. Right? That Onah Benes disappears, okay, because it's not the previous Riyah. So once she saw on Chaf Nisan, the Onah Benes now is shifted to Chaf Ir, right? And it's that now the most recent Riyah was Chaf Nisan. So now Onah Benes falls out no longer on one year, but rather on 20 year, right? So therefore, it's not a Rosh Chodesh year. So even according to the Shach, the Onur Beinonis and Ves Chodesh don't always correspond to each other. That's what the Sifrei Torah is pointing out, even according to the Shah. Everyone with me? Okay. And three, he says, three, v'chein ikal ashkuche Onur Beinonis below Ves Chodesh. Kagon shiras Ves Chodesh Nisan, are they onus? What if she saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan because of some physical thing? She jumped, like going kvitza for high governor, going to kovtz Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or is three halach Rosh Chodesh Iyar in kovtz Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Question, because of Shach, we'll get that later. Of a kol's man, shalom kovtz Rosh Chodesh Iyar, haisa mutaris, shamish machmas vesta chodesh. If you have this, what we call the vesta morka, remember when I gave you the introduction yesterday, right? I sent you that, right? I sent out the photocopy. I mean, you know, the, from Rav Metzos, So anyway, the Murka verses. So in terms of Yom HaChodesh, you only have to be Choshesh if she's going to do that same act of jumping. But Onur Beinonis has nothing to do with that. Okay, Kozman Shalom Kotzer Choshesh. Yeah, it's Mutar Shalosh Machat Ves HaChodesh. Okay, but I'll be Shum Chashash of the Onur Beinonis. We call Mark Asula Shalosh Choshesh. Yeah, whether she jumps or not. Do like Tevelok Fitz Mishum Onur Beinonis. Right, so again, the Sidrei Torah is a sort of achronish, but that's what he's doing. Right? He's showing you different. I'm not saying that in a negative way. What he's saying is that even according to the Shach, it's not a complete equation. Okay, Lemaisa, though, as I said before, I think the Chacham Tzvi represents the, you know, the mainstream view that we simply don't, you know, that the Shach is just not the accepted view. Okay, the Chavis Das, okay. In the Biurim, Chavis Das Sim Kuf Har Sim Kuf Peites Sim Kot Yud Beis has a different view altogether. Okay, he has a mamish different view. He quotes the Shach. Okay, again he says Ayn Shach Sim Kot Lamed Sherech the owner Benin is Yom Hachodesh. V'agon Chacham Tzvi B'Shal Shul Sim Kuf Yudal Hisigo, which we saw. Okay, the Torah of Kushos. So what's his basic objection? They ain't Tovsin a Chavu B'Beis Russian. You can't pull both strings, both ends of the string at the same time. What if you can't burn the candle at both ends? You have such an expression in English, right? You can't burn the candle at both ends. It's you can't say Lomar the Stam Noshim Chazim Leonor Beninus, the Stam Noshim Chazim Leom Achodesh. Elavada the Ein Kan Rak versus Achod Leonor Beninus who Yom Achodesh. That's what he says. Is that Eif Shekal? Okay, the Shach rejects. I mean, the Chavis Das rejects that. The Halagabe Vesa Chodesh Pasuk Besimun Zesim Dal the Kashena Kavuah. Over below, but Kamutaris below Bedika. Because later on, as we get the same kasha we saw, right? That later on in this simon, and was also back in Kuf Pei Dalet, okay? We paskin that by a ves jena kavua, once it goes by once that day comes once, it's ice day anymore, right? We don't have to worry about it. And she's mutaris even without a Bedika. But Onur Beinonis will say, and this we said earlier, it requires a Bedika still. Onur Beinonis always requires a Bedika. So therefore, So therefore the Shach, you know, it's a problem. However, he says, Amno, the Hosha Kotz of a Shach, the owner Bainus who Yom Lamed Aleph. Let's knock the plug out here. Ay, ay, ay. These are the worst plugs here. Sorry about that. Okay, so he says on the mehad because of Shach Lamed Yom Lamed Aleph near Iker Kedvara. But says the Chavis Das, I agree that when the Shach says fundamentally that the Onur Beinonis day is day 31, because remember he says day 30 blank days since the last read, and then it's on day 30. That I agree with. Okay, that I agree with. He says, okay, that's not a kasha. They said 30 days. It means, you know, 30 days that you're not, because what it means, 30 days, you're not choshesh, right? That's, he's, Chazal say 30 days. What it means is 30 days, you're not choshesh, right? Alma da hayamim she'ain choshesh is behind kachashu. It says on the fourth line there, second part. What are we talking about? We're talking on the day that she's choshesh, she's going to get her period. So when they say lamed yom, means lamed yom, when she's not going to get it, right? That's day 31. See, that I think is right. And he says, Adarabba, the fact that that's what it says is a riot to the Shah. Elavada, the lamed yom, with chilis real, chilis real, kachashim, and so on. So he basically, what the Chavis Das in effect comes up with, okay, the Chavis Das in effect comes up with, he says it's day, he says, in other words, it's always day 31. Not like the Shach said, it was day 31 in most months, which are, or many months, which are Malay, and the Chassid one's always day 30. He says, it's always going to be day 31. It's always going to be day 31. That's how he defines Onur Benenis. So he doesn't accept the Shach's point that Onur Benenis and Vesachot is the same thing. But he does accept the Shach's point that most of the time, except he says all the time, it's day 31. Okay? And he brings it around, remember, because we had that Gemara. So how do you get to day 30 in the first place? It means day 30, 7 days of, 7 days and 3 days plus 10. And Tosa said it was 23. Plus, remember, I alluded to it yesterday. That's how he works out from the Gemara. So Lashitoso, the Onur Benenis is day 31. Okay? And there are 30 days before that day when she's not Choshesh. That's the position of the Chavis Das, which is different in Gantz. So those are the different sheetahs. In terms of the Psak, so that's the Siddur Tara. That's the Chavis Das. So, and basically what it comes out to is that you have three different opinions as to when is Onur Benenis. Here we are talking about Onur Benenis. And it's all rooted in the fact that the Gemara never really talks about it, right? It's derived from the Gemara. So the Beis Yosef, the Bach, and the Prisha, they hold it's day 30 after the Tchilas Hariyah. That's the Onur Benenis. The Chavis Das says it's day 31. Okay? And the Shach says, well, it's sometimes day 30, sometimes day 31. It's one calendar month. I explained it before. It's the Yom HaVesach, the Yom HaChodesh, the Yom HaChodesh. It's one calendar month after last week is done. Right? In other words, in general, when you talk about a month, and it's always an issue in other areas of Halacha, a month. Does a month mean day 30? Does it 29-day month? You know, again, for certain purposes, other purposes, even in Halacha. You know, I mean, the Gemara is in Baba Basra discuss. I rent you a building for a month, and now the month had an extra day. So is that included? Is that not included? I mean, those are all kinds of mishalas in that regard. So again, three shitas. Okay, the Bach, the Beis Yosef, I think the Chamsi, the most of them, it's day 30 after the Chilas Riyah. The Chavis Das believes it's day 31 after the Chilas Riyah, and the Shach says it's a one calendar month. All right, so the Plesi, for example, the Nebuchadnezzar here in our Simkuf Peites in Desvav 30 says Al Kolponim Tavna Adina the Hach Milsa the Shach Lesa. The Shach is not correct. Okay, Mekosha Kasar Gomer, I think that means the Chamsi. Okay, the Chamsi was in the same town. You know, Chamsi was the rabbi in the towns that are called Alten Hamburg Ransbach, or Ohu, Aleph Hei Vav. Okay, I think Alten Hamburg were like two sides of the bridge in the same town. And they were like the, what do we call it, the twin cities? These are the triple cities. Okay, so those cities together. So Chamsi, Yonatan Ebeshit succeeded the Chamsi as the rabbi of that area, not then the Chamsi's son, back when I maybe resented that. I don't know. But anyway, be that as it may, that's where he was the rabbi. So he refers to the Onur Benenis Hayom Lamed Bitziruf Re'ir Rishona, including the day of the Re'ir itself. So it's day 30. That's how the place he says. Okay, similarly, the Shulchan Harab Balatanya, here in Hilchos Nida, and Arsim Yeradesim Kuf Peites, and the Kuntres Achron, Os Aleph, 31, also said it's the 30th day from the first Re'ir. Okay. He says it's a huyom lamed miri harishona, okay, and chayin das kol achronim v'hashach yichidahu the shach sadas yochid, okay, and he said the chacham tzvi already piled on good kashas against the shach to prove that he was wrong. So again, that's shulchan aruch harav as well, okay. So again, basically, there are a number of different. There are clearly differences between the Vesachodesh and Onur Benenis. That's what they're arguing. Those who argue with the shach are basically arguing that there are significant differences between the Onur Benenis and Vesachot. You can't say they're the same. Okay, first of all, you know, in the Chodesh Mole, it won't be the same, right? You have to come up with this idea that 30 days means 30 blank days, so to speak, you know, and Onur Benenis is always going to be on day 30, okay? Onur Benenis is always going to be on day 30, okay? By Vesachodesh, we said that sometime, if you didn't do a bedikah, you still mutaris afterwards, not so after Onur Benenis. Again, those are differences. Okay. Then the third difference, what if you saw Dam before day 30? Like the case in the other Achronim quoted, right? You saw day 20. Okay. So that'll knock out the Vesachodesh and so on. That'll knock out the Onur Benenis, but not the Vesachodesh. Yeah.
So all these other Achronim, where do they see Vesachodesh and Shachonim?
We'll get to Vesachodesh separately. We'll get to Vesachodesh separately. But okay, so we'll get to that separately. And also, we said that by Vesachodesh, by Vesachodesh Kavua, if you change only once, So that does it, and that may not be true by Ono Benes. Ono Benes may have a din of Vesus Kavua. You'd have to have 3 months in a row go by, which you didn't see on day 30 since the last week. We'll see about that momentarily. Anyway, those are the differences with the Shach. Okay? I do want to mention just Halacha Lamaisa, the Chochmas Adam, because the Chavis Das seems to be totally rejected. It's day 31 automatically. That's what the Chavis Das over there in number 29. But the Chai Adam, in the Chochmas Adam, Klal Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Hei 32, the Chochmas Adam is Choshesh for that the Shita of the Chavis Das means you'd be, but he still accepts everybody else. So actually, you'd have 2 days. Ono Benes is 2 days, 30 and 31. Okay, and you have to worry about Ono Benes both on day 30. I just want you to be aware of that Shita. I don't think it's widely observed. Okay, but you know, in the Litvish world, you know, the Chai Adam was the posek, you know, in a certain sense. So there are those who are machir both on day 30 and day 31. I don't think that today we tell people to do that, but there are people who are machir both. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I
don't know how many people today follow it. And in the literature world, it was, you know, he was the posek for Litvin, but for some people. He writes, we want to see Zechei Nachum Lachmir. Again, I don't think too many people are... Too many people are machmir, and I think that even people who are machmir are maybe a machmir to you know, to be porish for the husbands both days, but not to do bedika both times. I don't think. If so, you'd have to do the bedika on day 31 because day 30 might be too early according to him. But if you froshish for this shita, so do the bedika on day 31 because then you covered everybody. You know. Okay. I'm just mentioning because we should be aware that the shita exists. Okay, now, Okay, the next issue is, just a moment, yeah. So, the Taz here in Tzikot Yud Zion, in our Sim Kufpe Taz. The question is, here's a case, she saw on Rosh Chodesh and then saw again on day 20. Okay, so now when do we start the, from which ra'iyah do we, if there are two ra'iyahs in a month, from which ra'iyah does the owner ban it start? Okay, I mean, we touched on this already, but that's exactly the point in a second. Okay, in a situation where she saw, or let's say she saw in Rosh Chodesh, and she saw again on day 20. Okay, so when is the owner ban it is? When is the owner ban it is? So l'chora, that's what the Taz says, basically what the Taz is arguing over here, he says that according to the Bach, if a woman saw on the first of Nisan and then on the 20th, she only needs to be choshesh for the first of year, right? Al Tziyom HaChodesh, right? Right? You don't have to worry about the owner benefits anymore. Now, Iyar has 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, meaning that Nisan is a Chodesh Molei. So it seems from the Baf that she would not be need to be Chodesh the last day of Nisan. The last day of Nisan would be the owner benefits, right? The last day, the 30th of Nisan would be the owner benefits if she saw on the first day. The 30th would be owner benefits. So according to what the Bach saying, as the Taz quotes it, according to the Bach saying, you only have to be choshish on the first of Nisan, which is the Yom, first of the year. Again, she saw on the first of, let's get the case again. She saw on the first of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. She saw Nisan 1. Then she saw again on Nisan 25, whatever, later on. So will she have to be, what will she have to be choshish when year arrives? So the Bach says just one year, just the first of the year corresponding to the Yom HaChodesh of the first of Nisan. And apparently not on day 30 of Nisan, which is the 30th day, that's the first day of Rosh Chodesh, but she wouldn't have to be choshesh on that day. And the Taz, I don't see why not. Okay, she should still have to be choshesh for the owner benedness. So the Shah, the Taz, I mean, does not throw out the owner benedness, whether we said it before. Okay, and if you have to be choshesh both on the 30th of Nisan, both days of Rosh Chodesh, 30, as you know, whenever we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is day 30 of the old month, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh is day 1 of the new month, right? That's usually when they write on a ksuba, if someone gets married on the 30th of the month, so they'll say, you know, Yom Shloshim Chodesh Nisan Shehu Rosh Chodesh Iyar, some lashon like that, right? So in any event, so the Taz, I understand, you have to be choshesh for it, all right? You have to be choshesh for both, the owner benedness on day 30 and for again, you have to be choshesh on 30th of Nisan for you know, for the Ona Beinonis. That's day 30. Never mind the Chavos Das and everything else. Okay, the way we assume the halacha most poskim that the Ona Beinonis is day 30. So therefore, you have to be choshesh on day 30 of Nisan. And day one of Nis of Iyar, which is second Rosh Chodesh, you have to be Chodesh because it's the Yom HaChodesh since one Nisan, right? With me? Yeah, good. Says this, and that's the Taz. So says the Sidri Tara, here it's got your Gimel, 34, says, what are you talking about? Okay? What are you talking about? The Bach is right. He goes, Bach is right. He says, hello, Kasha Midi. Third line, the Dibber Bach Nechonim. The Bishlam agree, Ross or Schodish, Nisan Chosha Beis, Yam the Schodish ER, the more recent Choshes, Michel Honor Benes, Yom Beis, the Rosh Chodesh, Mishum Shema Tikva Vesas, the Rosh Chodesh. Ava Bedin, yeah, ordinarily, if she hadn't seen in between, if she hadn't seen anything in between, then Taka, it's true. Then she'd have to do, she'd have to be part, you know, she'd have to be Chosha on day 30, because that's the Honor Benes, and day one, because that's the Yom Chodesh. Okay. But he says, "Avol din zeh sherosav el alaf benisan ubechafbo." Then ain't a choshesh el beis the Rosh Chodesh year, which is the first of the year. Mishum riyos Rosh Chodesh nisan avol yom rishon the Rosh Chodesh year ain't a tzvicha lachosh mishum ona benis. Doch parchazi v'yom chaf nisan. The Sidri Taz, what's the Taz objection about? Bach is right. Taz would be correct if she didn't see anything else that much. She saw on one nisan. So now let's assume she doesn't see anything else that month of Nisan. When does she have to be Choshesh? She has to be Choshesh on 30 Nisan, which is first day of Rosh Chodesh, because that's the Ona Beinonis, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the first of Iyar because of the Yom HaChodesh. Good, that's what she didn't see. But if she saw on day 20, so she still has to be Choshesh on one Iyar because that's the Yom HaChodesh. But Ona Beinonis is gone. Okay, now what Ona Beinonis is? Ona Beinonis, like we said before, is since the most recent Riyah. Well, now she had a Riyah on the 20th, so the day 30 from the previous Riyah is out the window. That is gone. That's what he's telling. Okay? We on Rishon, the Chosh Chodesh, here ain't a tree chalak on Ona Beinonis. Dokbar Chazi, Chav Nisan. Vim Kain, Chav Nisan, Rosh Chodesh, here ain't a Elah Flogan, Asar Yamin. Ona Beinonis, Sul Yom Lamin. Right, Ona Beinonis is only 30 days. I have to wait now 10 days from the 20th of Nisan till the 30th. Where does that come from? Okay, so therefore he says it's pashut who that the Taz. You don't know what the Taz is after. Okay, that's what the Sidri Taz says. Okay, and the Chavos Das also says like that. In Siv Yud Gimel, again, bearing in mind that the Chavos Das says it's day 31, but from when? From when? The key I'm trying to bring out here is from the most recent Re'iyah. That's what these Achronim are saying. Chavos Das here in Sivkot Nid Gimel, right? He says, Kosav Ataz, the Pasha, the Gam Kan Choshesh, Liom Alav Zorosh Chodosh, Yer Mishu Ona Beinonis, and I don't know why. He says, Mo Tamati, the Mekan Meir, Sherosa Gam Mechof Nisan, the Havadai Tzodku Dibar Bach. The Chavos Das says, also the Bach is absolutely right. The ain, here's the key line for us that I really want to bring out from all this. The ain chashash on a business, rak lachar lamid yom me re'iya hasmucha, from the most recent re'iya. The hainu shatispa lamid yom mechof nisan. Okay, so that's what he says. I'm called Malcolm, but on a business, that tamu, kumash kaz ram, mishum devachila olam lo sira. In other words, he quotes at the end, it's important. He says, because what is the Ona Beinonis anyway? I mean, what is the Ona Beinonis? The Ona Beinonis is a reflection of the fact that she's going to bleed again. You know, a girl, you know, normal, she's going to get a period again, right? She's not never going to get it. So when is she going to get it? So day 30, that's the norm. You follow, look what he says, I really want to bring that out. It's an important point at the end. Okay, what's the whole logic of the Ona Beinonis? We'll come back to something at the end. The Rav said, which actually mentioned earlier here, but you know, I'm trying to get at what the Chavos Das is saying here in 35. He's saying, you know, what's the whole logic of the Ona Beinonis? What's the whole longest thing of the Ona Beinonis? The Ona Beinonis is based on that she's going to see it. She's going to get her period again. She's going to bleed again, okay, at some point, okay? As his language is, Mishum devechila olam lo sir, what, she'll never see again? Obviously she will, okay? So what it means is she's going to see again, and that's Chazal said 30 days. But 30 days from what? 30 days, so the most recent Re'iyah, right? The Vada, the Cheshbon, Re'iyah Smuchav, is that Pashut? Ain't Tzarek Levim, Tzarek Levim, Bach. So that's what he says. Again, she doesn't have to be concerned about both days of Rosh Chodesh. She has to be concerned about the second day of Rosh Chodesh because that's the Yom HaChodesh. It was one Nisan to one year. But the first day, which is 30 year, I'm sorry, which is 30 Nisan, which is the first time Rosh Chodesh year. Shouldn't be Chodesh for that day because she's already day 20. So the owner benedness only means since the last year. That's what I have to bring up. Okay. Yeah. The next issue, because definitely don't have to be Chodesh in effect. Like I said, because the 2 days. 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to be Chodesh. Okay. Now, the next issue is, this is an interesting question. You have to be Poresh on the 30th day. That's what we assume. That's the owner benedness. But when does the Prisha need to take place? Okay, what time of day? Okay, what time of day? Okay, because we know, we discussed earlier in the year, that there are different owners. The 12-hour units, right? We discussed earlier in the semester, right? Earlier in this month, no? The 12 hours when she expects it, the previous 12 hours, we discuss what if it's right at sunrise and whatever, and we have the owner's door as a rule before, right? I mean, we discussed all this earlier. Okay, so in terms of the owner benedness, and what time of day and or night does she have to be choshesh on day 30? Okay, so that's the question. She has to be parish on day 30 because that's the owner benedness, that's what we assume, like Rove of the Poskim. Okay, not like the Shach, not like the Chavis Das, the day 31, or the Shach that it's a function of the calendar date. We'll assume halacha like the like the Rov Poskim, and it's day 30, but day 30 when? Okay, so the Klesi, again in the same Sifkot, by Hashem Sifkot Beitas, Sifkot Tezvov 36. Oh, near alone with the Hadar, maybe she said, "Dim Kama Vesel Yom Enachos Sheshes Balayla." Bechein Lehifrach. Right, we talked about Vesas being, either day or night. That's who rock Indian Vesas. Okay, that's only when we're talking about the other vessels, like the Yom HaKodesh and the Yom HaFlaga and so on. Then we count when she actually sees her period. But, says the Placey, when it comes to Ona Benenis is not dependent on what she did last time. The other vessels, says the Placey, is Zet Talia Belimuda, Liros B'Yom HaValayla. Okay, it's dependent upon her, her biology, her anatomy, and so on, day or night. Aval Ona Benenis, Damina Derech Nashim Liros Milamid Lealamid, says the Placey. Ze Eno Toli B'Yom HaValayla. Right, this is, so to speak, almost like Xeris HaKos of Sura. Okay, you could suggest it depends on what her vessel is. If she's at night, then it's at night. If she's at day, during the day. But he says that's why regular vessel is, because it's depending upon the normal functioning of her body. Okay? Her normal function when she sees dawn. But owner bananas is not totally on day or night. Okay? Owner bananas is something which they said it's not a function of her. It's a function of day 30. The day 30. So then he says, usually Raka Filim Regilos Biyom Kashi Yomashalamid Kola Laila Viyom Usar. The whole 30 days, night and day, is Usar. The Halomishum Vesis Asina. That's not really, even though this is a simon about Vestas, owner Bainan is not really a Vesis per se. Okay, it's not a function of her body. It's a function of just, we'll see what the Rav said, it's an expectation, so to speak, a hashash, if you will. So that could be a day or a night. Okay, that's what he's saying. The Halav Mishum Vesis Asina. So, therefore, we're choshen the whole day, yeah. The whole 24-hour day, yeah. Yes, yeah, I don't know. But this is more than that. This is like almost like a din. That's almost like a hold the thought, and I'll say the end with the Rav Shem. It's almost like a Xeris HaKosov. I'm using the term loosely. But it's day 30. It's not a function of her body. It's not a function of her, it's just, this is the expectation.
Why would we
have a concept of the
rest?
Specifically, that it's a 12-hour thing. So even if there's a chazaka,
the only places we've seen this
chazaka
before.
Yeah.
So where are they getting this from?
But I think what he's trying to say is that owner benedness is not parallel to the other vestas, as I'm saying. Okay, let's see.
The big Kiddush we're learning in terms of the Gemara.
Yeah, but again, owner benedness is not in the Gemara.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
owner benedness
is a Kiddush
that we... Even so, now we're making a
Kiddush
on top of Kiddush.
So now we're creating a whole new...
category, yeah. So I'll say it again what the Rav said, it may be satisfying to you. It's a problem, but hold the thought. Okay, just a few other things we'll get to with that. Okay, let's see what he says. I mean, it's a little difficult, but I agree with you. You're asking that we're creating a new entity and we're piling on restriction goes above and beyond the basics. That's your argument. Good. All right, hold on. Just to see what others say, the Shulchan Harav also, okay, Shulchan Harav, I just want to do a few other issues before getting back to that. We'll finish with that point then, Bezos Hashem. But take a look at the 37th Shulchan Harav, from Kuf Pei Tes in Tzivkot Aleph. Okay, here he says, he says, "Lamed Yom Elohim Itchilas Riel Itchilas Riel Beizim Eriz Bechal Halamed." That's something else. Okay, and he says, "Hilcha Choshesus Liom Lamed Lifros Malam Itchilas Halayla Ad Sof Hayom Afilu Ross Achshav Balayla." He quotes the place. He said that's a simple reading. Okay, now again, this is not exactly like the Or Zeruah. Remember, the Or Zeruah said that in general, right? The verses of the Or Zeruah. Remember the Or Zeruah, the 12 hours before. Okay. But according to Zeruah, he says that by every versus you have to be choshishly owner before, all right? But that's because of in effect, what he calls samach levesis, right? We have to be poorish samach levesis. That's how you understand samach levesis is the owner before, okay? And by the way, the Zeruah is considered to be a chumrah, and this is more mikradin. So it's not the same thing as it adds up to the same thing, but it's not the same concept, okay? But I do want to stress, and maybe, you know, based on your arguments and other arguments, not everybody agrees with this by the owner Benin. So Sidre Tara, for example, look in 38. I forgot to print the Sivkotten. It's Sivkotten Lamed Aleph, 38. It's Sidre Tara Sim Kuf Peta Sivkotten Lamed Aleph. The long Sivkotten is at the end of it. Okay, the very end. Old Ra'isi B'Sefer Kresu place. He quotes that place that we just saw. Okay. The owner Benin is Asur Kolam Cholalayla. But Libi Lo Kain Yid Me'ad. My heart tells me otherwise. So he doesn't agree with it. Okay, so the Sidre Tara is not so convinced. Okay. Well, Libi Omerli, right? You know, Libi Lo Kein Yidme. My gut. Again, it doesn't have a raya really, but my gut tells me not like that. It's a gut feeling, right? I think I've heard a number of shurim, not that, but I heard a number from Russia Weiss. He was at Libi Omerli. Yeah, Libi Omerli. So, you know, it means my inclination is like this. Okay, Libi, Lo Kein Yidme. Okay, a little poetic, I guess. All right, that's the Sidre Tara. The Bach, I'll just point out, the Bach here in our Siman writes, at the very beginning of the Siman, all right, remember the Resh Lakish, that's what we started with yesterday. It's Tzarech Lifrosh Ona Achas Keshigi Yom Shosh Afila Barkas Matar Asu L'Shamesh. And the Bach also seems to say that she has to be parish one owner before. Okay, one owner before. So that's an earlier opinion on that. The Shulchan Harav, even though he said above that it's, you know, really from he has the Chumrah of the Plesi, okay, back in Sinkum Peites, but in the Kuntres Achron, okay, in the Kuntres Achron, where we're now 40, he says in Sukkot Nalev, Ayin Ranam, Agavish, Arifa Rambam, Lo Sura Lahu Klal Din Ona Benis. He said, let's remember, as he's basically saying what you're saying, really. Let's remember that this whole Ona Benis, not everybody agrees that it even exists. But it was Rashi, and then the Rashbo, and the Ramban, you know, they are who they are, but the Ona Benis Kabayas rejected. The Rambam seems not to say it. The Rif doesn't bring it up. So the Shulchan Harav here in the Kuntres Achron, so may have reconsidered his position. He quoted the place above. He may reconsider a little bit, and he said, listen, he says, the Ravid, the Rambam, the Rifs, Lo Shul Klal Din Onaban, it's V'chein Das Hara'o, and Ach Barash Rabban Lo Huskor Prisha Klal, okay, and the others just say you have to do a Bedika, doesn't say you have to be Porish, and so on. So therefore, Hilchof Ein Limchos B'yadam Akilim, Kei V'sheish Al Mishri Yismichu B'fat L'Hokka V'diri Sofer. So he said, you know, the Shulchan Rav here, not everyone agrees that Katz Onaban is to begin with, and therefore, in a case of any suffake or in a case of chumrah, there's only three makom. Okay, so that, you know, he said it would seem that over here, the result would be one owner should suffice. So even though he said in the text in Sukkot Aleph back in 37, he says mitchilas alayla ad sof hayom. In the Kuntres Achron, he says, but there's room to be makom, especially in light of the fact that not everyone jumps on the owner benin's bandwagon to start with. Okay, one or two other issues before I get to what I want to finish off with. Okay, actually two other issues. Okay, I want to finish this today, if I may. You know, if you remember back, printed in 41. Remember the Chumash Hadeshen? It's in Resh Mem Zayin. Chumash Hadeshen had this sort of partial owner. She never sees before day X. It's a partial Vesis Kavua. Remember that? So the Chumash Hadeshen? Okay, we had back in Kufay Bob. The Shulchan Aruch brought it. Chumash Hadeshen said, well, here's the case, 41. Remember that? Isha Shurgila Rose Pinazesh Shalla Olam Lobe Pachos Miyuddal Yom Achat Tfilasa. Aval Achar Basa Yom Ein Lakevim. Remember that Chumash Hadeshen? She has a, I called it a partial Vesis Kavua. She never sees before day X. After day X, it's never fixed. So she says she never sees before, he says 14, but 14 days after the tefillah. So let's say, well, we'll pick the 30. She never sees, well, 25. She never sees before day 25. Okay, after day 25, it's erratic. It's sometimes 26, sometimes 32. Right? She doesn't have any versus kavua, but she's certain before a certain point. That was a Chumash Hadeshen. Okay? And the question is, does she need, you know, to do the bedik in the early days? You know, so that's what the Chumash Hadeshen was talking about. Okay, she doesn't have a fix, it's a partial fix. And he says, hey, you know, she does not need, she doesn't have a vestas before. Yeah, okay. So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Vav, Siv Gimel, if you remember, said in 42, Isha She'ena Rav, Eposh Yedal Yom Ach Lutzav, Ala Ach Yedal Yom Ein Lakeva, Ad Yom Yedalad Yom Dina Kedin Isha She'yesh La Vestas. She's like she has a vestas during that because she never sees before that point. Okay. So that was a Chumash Hadeshen. Right? The Chumash Hadeshen says you would, if she wants to have Tasha before the 14 days, even though she's Ein Lo Vesas, she does not have to do a Bedika. Okay, because it's, she says it's partial Vesas Kavua. Okay, and I love this one was, is, I think we said, is, you know, because Vesas is not only an indication when she will have a Riyah, but also an indication of when she will not have a Riyah. Right, the Vesas encompasses both things. Tells us what day to expect it and what day is in effect not to expect it. Okay, that's the Chumash Hadeshen. Shulchan Pasuk like the Chumash Hadeshen. So the Chavis Da is there. I think we read it then, but we didn't understand it as fully as we understand now. The Chavis Da is there in the Biurim in Sukkot and Gimel, 43. So the Chavis Da said that, says over here, okay, what happens if you have a woman who is, has the Chumash Hadeshen's partial versus Kavua? She always never sees before day 32. Will she have to keep the owner banners? That's the question. She never sees before day 32. And she has that funny Chumash Hadeshen's partial thing. Okay. So, you know, again, remember, Chumash Hadeshen had this idea that she never sees it before a certain time. So, again, the Gemara never discusses it. So, not everyone agrees with Chumash Hadeshen. Shulchan Aruch does Pascha that way. Okay, let's say she never sees a Riyas Dan before day 32. So now is she putter from what do you call it, from owner banners? So on the basis of this, the Chavis Das says nobody says that. And that's why he thinks the whole Dina of the Chumash Hadeshen is wrong. He rejects that whole thing. He says, Dina Kisha Yerveser, look what he says, Ma'od Libi, also Libi, okay. Ma'od Libi Megamgem Edin Zeh. The name of the Machas Yuxuk Shosh Pam Shenarab Yom Elu Havidina Kiyom Biyom Elu Kishesha Vesas Shosh Im Kain Isha Shiro Tomid Achar Shoshim Yom Achar Shoshim Yom Ein La Vesas Pam Makdes Kom Achars Lo Tochel Shon Abenis. The Chavis Das is saying, Mamish, that if the Chumash Hadeshen were right, if the Chumash Hadeshen were right, so then guess what? Then if a woman saw after the, let's say, every 32 days, example I gave, she would never have to do the owner banners. Nobody says that. Elamai, it's not correct. Based on that, he rejects the whole Chumash Hadeshen. So according to Chumash Hadeshen, again, as I said before, according to Chumash Hadeshen, Vesta is not only when she will see it, but also when she won't have a Riyah. Okay, which day she's not. So therefore, if she never has, according to, she never has a period before day 32, okay, so she has a Vesta's Kavua up to day 32, and that would eliminate the autobanedness. Because she won't have anything before day 32 ever. Chavis Das rejects the whole Chumash Hadeshen on the basis of this, because we would never find anybody say that owner baininess is only limited to those who have periods before day 30. Well, everyone always sees it after day 30, so then you knock out owner baininess. Somebody says that, okay? So therefore, he holds the whole Chumash Hadeshen is wrong on that basis, and certainly, you know, would still require the. But it will still require the keeping on a bainus. However, the Sidri Tara who agrees, the Sidri Tara here by us in Zikot Chav 44, agrees Okay, he's a manir lechor. The davka chaygan is rotsal alamid alamid beis alamid dalad. Who did three chalach lemid? That's miyom bria selling alamid dalad. Amal heisa roal alamid alav. Mechark alamid alamid dalad. Chaygan the low heisa three chalachos low on a bein is came in the husik azu shalot tirs shalot tosloshim. Afagav the achas shalosh ein leves kavua. Okay, so he says like that. He says like that, but he says maybe the transadash was only make with regards to medika before tashmish. Okay, but that's a question. And he sort of seems to accept the Trumas Hadeshin, and Taka, it wouldn't be owner bein in this, and therefore some are Mekon and some are Machman in this. So there's different shitas in terms of this. In terms of contemporary poskim, I think Ramosha was Mekel and the Rav Yosef is Mekel, but others are Machar about it. And that's a Machokas, I think, to this day. Okay, and I think that, putting everything together based on the fact that, remember, Onur Beinonis, according to some Rishonim, like we just saw before, and some of our world to rely on this, right? The Shulchan Harav was willing to rely on this and say that some posts would never bring up Onur Beinonis. Bottom line, I think you can make on. Okay, I think that even if you want to hold up this Chumas Hadeshin, a woman who is a Shitaka wouldn't have to keep the Onur Beinonis. But there are people who are Machar about it. There's a Machok and Senachron, people who are Machar about it. Okay? So Yesh Machmir, I think Rabbi Yosef was making about it, but I think Rabbi in the Bar Shulchan, I think he's Machmir, but you can look it up. I think the Bar Shulchan is Machmir. I mean, he tends to be Machmir, but it's a question to this day. Okay, and either way, there's a home to rely. Okay, I think that around here, I think again, people are Mekel, especially considering the din of Onur Beinonis isn't even universally accepted among the Rishonim. There's room to be Mekel about it. Okay, another issue is, will the Bedika allow Tashmish even during that time? Okay, what I mean, take a look in the Rashba, okay, in the Torah Sabbath by Zion Shar, page 45. He says, Ava Onur Beinonis, Shiloshosh Shemiyom Harik, Allah Kevesis Kavul, Davazet. Okay, and then she's muteris after the fact, after the owner itself. Sounds like the Rashba is saying that the owner Beinonis is treated like a vessel's kavod, so she'll need to do a bedika afterwards in order to become tahora. Okay, and the Torah brings that also. Take a look in 46. The Torah says here in our siman, call Isha, she'ain la vessel's kavod, chosheshes liom lamed l'riyasa, she owner Beinonis, the stam nashim. If Yesh lo vessel kavul is mine to do, according to Chaf lechafi or Chaf lechafi, Choshesh lo yedua. Shasur lo shamish calls mine a vessel. La acha ha vessels ad shetivdo v'tim tzatoru. Okay, now the implication of that is that the bedika will not help on the day of the owner maintenance itself. Let's say she'll do a bedika, be okay, but that day still remains out. It's only she'll tivdo afterwards. She does a bedika afterwards, after day 30 passes. She'll do the bedika and then she becomes mutaris. Then she's mutaris to husband. If she's clean, okay. So that's actually a machlokas also. Ramban in Hilchos Nida in the Perkei Alof of Beis Hanashim Shiyesh Lanvestes Misham Shos Shelo B'Shas Vestan Ve'Ena Tzuchas Bedika, the general rule, except for the Bedika is only for Taret. And then Bein Shiyesh Lanvestes Bein Shein Lanvestes Huchzus Leros Machmas Tashmish. We spoke about that also. But the end, he writes in Vav, Hoyla Vesa Gufa Ein La Yom Kavua Hari Etzel Becheskes Tar Ada Ono. And it sounds, well, I don't really see this, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav in 48 reads into this Ramban that if you do a Bedika, the Bedika itself will even be Mater that day of the owner itself. Ono Ben is a day 30. She does a Bedika. I don't particularly see this in the Ramban exactly, but that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it. Take a look in the Kuntras Achon, there, continuance, you've got now 48. Look what he writes. Avo be'emes, kol ma'ayin b'l'chazin Ramban, yira la'ayin, delo svir le'klal din ona b'enes. We saw that. Remember, we raised that yesterday. Where was it again? I think in 19. Let's see. We raised that yesterday. The Ramban seems to, yeah, 18. Okay. The Ramban in one place does 18 and 19. It does mention ona b'enes. Other place does mention ona b'enes. So he thinks, Shohar Harav thinks, that the Ramban did not talk about ona b'enes for Prisha, just Bedika. That there's a requirement of Bedika. But if the Bedika was done, it turns out to be okay, then it'd be mutter. She would terrorize her husband. All right? He says the shalom is someone who has to give a lochiluk ben yom ha'ono acharka. No, no makes a difference between the day of the owner itself and afterwards. So therefore, if the bedikah is clean, she's good. So that's the Shulchan Harav. Again, he wants to read the Ramban. The owner b'nei is owned for bedikah, but I don't know. I think the minig is not like that. We treat it, even if it does a bedikah, we don't have tashrish. Finally, the last issue before I get to it, the one point from the Rav, we glossed over it before. If you remember correctly, the Shach, okay, in the middle of Sukkot Lamed, to turn back for a second to 26, kind of right in the middle, the four lines down. Vataraz Zav Kosov, look at you see that in 26, the Shach in Sukkot Lamed, four lines down, that in our sheet here in 26. Vataraz Zav, that's the Levush, right? Vataraz Zav, the Pasuk and Mordechai. Right, Vataraz Zav Kosov, Gam Ken Kedivra Beis Yosef. He holds like the Beis Yosef, the day 30 is, you know, the owner of Bananas and Solomon, good. The Hosef, I said we'd come back to it. Here we are. The Tzricha Lachosh Lo'on Abenos AFLP Shalotire. Fine. Okay. Then V'yom Lamid Eno Nekar B'pam Achas B'isha She'en Lavesis Kavua. Kemo Ves Kavua B'isha She'esh Lavesis. The Shach had said, quoting the Levush, that On Abenos is not Nekar after one time. By which I mean, let's say she sees on this day, and now 30 days later, okay, she didn't see. She was on a bainus, she shouldn't see. Now she saw whatever she saw, okay, a few days later. And the following month, again, day 30, nothing. And then the third time, the following month, day 30, nothing. Three times in a row, day 30, since the previous Riyah, she was completely clean. Okay? So the Atarazov, the Levush says, the host of Tzricha Lachosh, Lo'on HaBenetz, Afal Pish, Lo'tira, Yom Laman, Eno Nekar, B'Pam Achas. One time missing on day 30. She just said, she was choshish for day 30 and didn't see anything. Good. Then she got a pretty few days later. So now next month, she'll be choshish again for day 30 since that last year. Does she, in fact, have to be choshish on day 30 from the second period? After all, day 30 after the first period yielded nothing. Right? That's what the Levush seems to say, that she does have to be choshish. Because she does have to be choshish. That Yom Lamed Eno Nekar B'Pam Achas. You can't uproot the owner of Bananas after one time she didn't see on day 30 since the last year. You follow? That's what the Levush says. And the Shach says it's not correct. Okay, the Shach says it's not correct. Question is, what does he mean it's not correct? Not correct and what? In which direction is it not correct? Does everyone hear what the Levush is saying? The Levush says that one experience of not seeing Dom after 30 days since the previous year already eliminates the requirement of owner bananas for the next time. Okay, and that is not correct. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry again. Lewis says, one missing it once is not okay. You still have to do it the next month. You have to have three times. Say it again. Lewis says that one experience of not seeing on day 30 since the previous year is not enough to uproot the owner bananas. She'll have to have the owner bananas again in 30 days again since for the next year. And then again for the next year. If after three times, that's the question. He doesn't mention three. He just says one is not enough. One is not enough to be okay. So the Shach says, I think it's wrong. The Shach says, Ein ze nachon klal. What does the Shach mean? So here we have a machlokes achronim, okay, as to what the Shach means. The last couple of sources, the Toras HaShlomim and the Chavos Das. Okay? The Toras HaShlomim in Sukkot Dalim says, okay, what the Shach means is that, in fact, Lakula, so to speak, the Levush said, one time is not enough. When the Shach says, that's not true, what do you mean it's not true? One time is enough. One time is enough. That's how the Torah Shalom understands it, okay? That the Levush seems to say the owner bainus is not knocked out after one time, and the Shach says it's not true, okay? Because it's not a Vesis Kavua. It is knocked out after one time. A Vesis Kavua needs three times to knock it out, right? But a Vesis Shein Kavua does not need three times to knock it out. It's knocked out after once, right? It's only a Vesis Kavua. So he seems to say this is not a Vesis Kavua. It's not a real Vesis Kavua. The Torah Shalom says, Sikhan Da, look at 49. A Filo owner bainus. Does everyone understand what the problem here is? The Levush says, that one time is not enough to knock out the requirement of anabona benedis. Meaning, if you have 30 days have passed since the last year and she didn't say anything, that's not enough to get rid of the requirement of ona benedis for the future. Okay, and the shach says not correct. So what does it mean it's not correct? Okay, so the Torah Shoshana says, it is knocked out after one time. With the low kater is up, not like the labush. That's what it means. The owner benis have convinces kavu mamish. Beno nekar elabegil pama. Low dock is not true. That's what he said. The labush seems to say only three times, but the shaka is saying not true. One time is enough. So therefore, if 30 days arrived and she didn't see, okay, so the shach says even once, then that's it. You don't have to worry about owner benis again. That's how the Torah Shoshana learns. However, in the last source of take 50, the Chavis Das, and the Biurim here in Sukkot Nir Beis, says, no, that's not what the Shach's objection was. Masha Toma Shach on Teres Ovshe, Kosel Yom Lamed, Eren Ekrem of Mechaz, Yofa Toma, the Tomid, he Choshesh Yom Lamed. The other way. No, Ona Benes is all the time. Okay, when the Shach, when the Levush says one time is not enough, meaning you need three, that's a Shach, that's not true. Even after three, you can't knock it out. Because Mamish when I cut it, the Torah Shoshana and the Chavis Das. You see, Torah Shoshana understands that the Shach holds, and after one time, it's good. Ona Benes is out. Okay, Ona Benes is out because it's not a real Besis Kavur. The Chavis Das says no. The Shach, what it means according to Lefush, if she didn't see after 30 days, and most recently three times, then it's Nekar. And the Shach says no. We're always Choshesh Ona Benes. Now he has a different Ona Benes. We said we are always Choshesh for it. Okay, so Lefush, you don't need three times. Okay, according to Shach, Levush says you don't have to be choshesh if three times have gone by. You don't have to worry about onabenis anymore. And Shach said, no, that's what's not true. You have to worry about it all the time. Okay, yeah.
You have three on it. You have two
onabenis
instead of
one. Why? Oh yeah, that's true. No, I don't think so, because it's still going to be only 30 days since the last year. But that I think we were given. Now, what it means is if I saw whatever the day of the week I saw on the second of Nisan, mm-hmm. and I got to be choshesh in the second of the year. And guess what? Second of the year, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. So now I saw the week later, the seventh of the year. Mm-hmm. Do I have to be choshesh in the seventh of Sivan? Okay, onabenis. Do I have to be? So, according to the first one we learned, no, because the owner benefits was KO'd already. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, no owner benefits anymore. According to the second one, yes, I will still be choshesh. Now, it comes the seventh of Sivan, I don't see. Good? I saw on the ninth. Okay? So, yeah, so that's now twice it's been knocked out. If it happened three times in a row, then the Levush is going to say, then you don't have to worry about owner benefits anymore. And the Shach is saying, the way the Chavis Das learned, the Shach is saying, no, you always have to be choshesh for day 30. Day 30 since the previous year. I don't care how many months in a row, day 30 yielded nothing. That's what he's saying, okay? All right, let me just finish up, if I may, just a couple more minutes just to wrap up. Okay, just as, you know, Soloveitchik, we discussed this once before. And what happens is that, that's it. Okay, these are all the different issues here. Just one thing which the Rav said, okay, if the whole din of the soul of the whole din of owner benefits, and it's in the safe, you can look. What's the soul of the whole din of the owner benefits? Okay, let's remember that we have that gzeres hakosav that we have a chashash vizartem. Remember vizartem, it's bnei yisrael mitumasam. Okay, mikana is har le bnei yisrael sheyifreshu min yisroseim samoch levestam. Okay, maybe that's a gzeres hakosav, right? Vizartem, not the vizartem, but remember vizartem. Vizartem is with tumasam, right? Mikana is har le bnei yisrael sheyifreshu min yisroseim samoch levestam. It's in the Gemara in a couple of places, including here in Nida, right? So this gzera, in effect, as we learn, asers kol onas havesis, okay? Even if she only sees at a certain hour, right? We learned that. That whole 12-hour period is out. Even if she only sees 10 o'clock, doesn't matter. The whole 12-hour period is out, okay? So what the Rav said is, and we said this, that this iser is not because of a chazaka. You mentioned before. Okay, the Rav said, it's not because of a chazaka. Rather, there's a chalos iser of vizartem. It's a din in Hilchos Nida. Remember we had this chakir once. It's a din in Hilchos, check your notes, I think, in the Kufpei. Well, I forgot. I think I presented this chakir once. He said it's a din in Hilchos Nida that you have to be Porish of a Chashas of Tumah. Okay? And that, he said, the Rav said, is the Yisod of Ona Benenis. We didn't spell it out then because we hadn't really learned it. But that's the Yisod of Ona Benenis. Okay? Ona Benenis. Okay? There's not a Chazoka. Okay? There's not a Cheskas Vesis, but rather Cheskas Tumah because of Derech Rov Nashim Liros, like we saw in Tanya Rishon, Derech Rov Nashim Liros in 30 days. Okay? In other words, in effect, you might put it in Londonish terms, there's a Ruba de Lesa come on, okay? The Ruba de Lesa come on that she's going to see within 30 days. And that is Mechayim us to be Choshesh and to be Porish and require Bedika and so on and so forth. That's the Yisod of Ona Benenis, the Rav said. Okay? Now, okay, you follow that? That's how he analyzed it. So it's like some of the Achron was saying, who said earlier in the Shia, it's not a din that, you know, in her vest is up to her body and so on and so forth. It's got nothing to do with that. It's a din in Hilchus Nida. It's part of being Purish, some of Levesas. It's part of that Mizartem, it's made some of Tumasam. She for sure when it's the same some of Levesam. And it's effectively Xeris HaKasav that users the whole onus of Vesas, regardless of what her body does. Again, the whole din of Purish, some of is the whole onus. So what do you mean? But she always sees at 10 o'clock. I don't care when she always sees. That's the din. Okay, the din covers that whole owner. Right? That's what the Rav is saying. Okay, again, it's a Ruba that, because of a Ruba, they say, come on, that she's going to see at this time, and therefore we're Choshesh, and therefore we require Prisha, Bedika, and so on and so forth. Now, the question is, but what about her Cheskes Tara? What are the Chazok that she's Tara? After all, when we've had already a few times now, in recent shiur, when there's a suffix, okay, so we'll spell off the chazaka that she's going to tell you. Suffix maka is something we talked about it, right? Well, why don't we say, well, what do you mean? There's a chasav. These aren't them. There's a chashash of tumah. Any suffix should make us say, well, we have a din of izartem, and that's a din in Hilchus Nida that when there's a chashash of tumah, a chashash of being asur, we should be machmir. That's in effect what comes out, right? There's a chashash. That maybe this is really a dam nida, so we better treat it as such. That's a din of izartim. So how do we ever make up by a suffix and say, well, maybe it's a maka? Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. And we have a din of izartim. You hear? So he said, no, there's a din. You follow the kasha now? The rabbi asked himself, if this is true, that this concept of hilchos nida, izartim, you know, that creates when there's a suffix, you know, a possibility, a chashash, so therefore we're strict about it, we're asked to the whole owner and so on, the exeris hakasim. So why don't we say that by other sakas? You know, instead we're told it with Maka with this. So he says there's a difference between a suffix l'sha'avar and a suffix l'habor. Okay? If there's a suffix already, okay, you know, based on something that may or may not have happened, something happened, now we're not sure. So then we can say the chazaka is, you know, the chazaka will help after the suffix already popped in. Okay? After already suffix already came up, the suffix came up. Now she was re-rolled down. Is it a maka? Is it this? Okay, so now we'll say we'll go on chazaka, like we do by other areas of halacha. However, before the latest of suffix, then chazaka doesn't help. There's no latest of suffix yet. Okay? So a suffix by a maka, so then the suffix came up, okay, the suffix of our, so to speak. So now we rely on a chazaka that she was tar before, so you remain tar now. But by ona benenis, it's a suffix. It hasn't yet come up, so to speak, right? The suffix was not nolad yet. Okay, there's no suffix yet, so therefore we can't rely on chazaka. And the gzeres were choshesh with tuma, and that's going to remain in place. We're not going to say, oh, now it's a suffix. That's the difference. It's not there's a suffix. There's no chazaka. That's the din. The din is we're not going to rely on the chazaka. Okay, the getter hagzera is don't put yourself in a suffix. Don't put yourself in a suffix means the suffix hasn't come yet. Right? You're coming to day 30, so there's a suffix. You're going to see today, she's not going to see today. So therefore, don't put yourself in that situation. Right? That's what it means. Okay? And so therefore, there's a chiyuv of prisha. But a suffix sha'avar, when there was a suffix already, then we'll done the kol tarkul, we'll on chazaka. You hear the lumdus? That's what the Rav said. Okay, we'll stop over here. Sorry, I went a little over, but I want to finish this. And we'll continue next time, Mr. Hashem. Okay, wish everybody a good day and a good Shabbos and a meaningful fast tomorrow, an unusual fast. Right? You know, we'll say one thing maybe, you know, the strange thing, we have a fast on a Friday. Asar B'Tev is only one of the four Tanias that can land on a Friday, according to our Luach. It's the only one that can't land on Shabbos, by the way. The others all land on Shabbos, push off to Sunday. I'm leaving Tanias Esther out of the mix now. It's one of the four fasts for the Korban. So if you're interested in the subject, I gave a shiur last week in the Kol Yom Rishon. That's why I spoke about the first day of Friday, so you can check it out while you're Torah. But just very quickly, to the Avudram, which some people, I think the Rav Shechter said, the Rav thought it was a Tov Sofer, but it's a nice, it's in the Avudram, it takes it carefully. The Pasuk Yechezkel says, Yechezkel was in Bavel at the time of the siege. Yechezkel and Yirmiyahu lived at the same time. Yirmiyahu was in Eretz Yisrael. He was an eyewitness to the Churban, and he wrote Eicha. Yechezkel was alive at the time, but he was in Bavel, hundreds of miles away, because he had been exiled 11 years earlier with the leading citizens, like Mordechai, Yechon Yemelech Yehuda. I remember that pasuk in the second paragraph of Megillah says, "Tashar Haglam, Yerushalayim, Yemagalah." Right? He was Yecheskel was also was part of that goal. So, so the Navi says in paragraph of Dalav Yecheskel, it says that Akash Baruch Hu. So how did Yecheskel know that the city was besieged? There was no webcam, telling him what was going on in there that you saw all the time. So the pasuk says Akash Baruch Hu told him. Because Ben Adam, write it down today. The 10th of Teves, it says in the Pasuk, 10th of Teves, look it up, and bring it in Dalav Yechezkel. Right now, the 10th of Teves, write it down, the city was besieged. So Yechezkel was informed about it. Okay, but it says, Ksov lecha, it's etzem hayom hazeh. It says twice in the Pasuk, etzem hayom hazeh. So Avudram says, he's saying, etzem hayom hazeh is an expression by Yom Kippur, a few times. So he says, must be that Asar B'Teves, if it would land on Shabbos, we'd know Shabbos. That's Avudram, a staggering statement. And it happened when it was Kiddush on Piria. We don't have it today. But the staggering statement, he said, Asar B'Teves would be Docha Shabbos. Wow. Because Yom Kippur is Docha Shabbos, a different story. Yom Kippur is not a dinner of Velas. Tisha B'Av is not even Docha Shabbos, nothing. The others, the Tom Gedaya, Shos Thomas, when they land on Shabbos, push off the Sunday. All of a sudden he says here, Asar B'Teves. Well, it doesn't mean it's a Gzera Shava. You can't make up your own Gzera Shava. But he means, Etzem HaZem means something about this day. Right? There's this day. And the Minchas Chinuch actually says that if you look at the pasuk about the fast days, the pasuk in Zechariah never mentions the day of the month. Just calls it Tzom Arvi, Tzom Hamishi, Tzom Ashri, Tzom Asir, just a month. And the Minchas Chinuch posits that if you fast any other day of the month, you'll be also. It doesn't matter. It's not. But the Avudram may be saying that's how Chaim and others want to learn. It's this day. No, I started to tell you something about this day, and you can't postpone it. That's why we fast. We fast even on Shabbos. We don't have it, but then we'll fast even on Friday. Okay? Why is this so important? So there's a Medrash Tachuma in Parshat Tazria that says, actually, the Churban was supposed to take place. The exile, the Golos, was supposed to take place on Asar B'Teves. But the Medrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a Tova. And since Asar B'Teves, in the wintertime, it's raining and snowing and the storms and wind and whatever else, and I would have been, who knows how many people, Rahman Hassan, would have died, being driven out of Eretz Yisrael, being sent to Babel during this terrible season, this difficult traveling season. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a favor. Instead, he made the Golos in the summertime when it may be hot, but at least you can travel. So, Asar B'Teves was really supposed to be the day of the Churban. That's it's a Medrash. You put that together, it was the beginning of the end. Lamaisa was the beginning of the end. And, the Gemara says regarding the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan, I think, it said, that, I don't know why we fast on Tisha B'Av, because we fast on the 10th of Av. Most of the Pesach Mikdash burnt down on the 10th of Av. Right? They lit it on fire late in the day on the 9th of Av, the Gemara says. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been there, and they would have asked my opinion, we would make the fast on the 10th of Av. That's when most of the Pesach Mikdash collapsed. The Chacham said, no, Tchilas de Purnos Adish. This was Tchilas de Purnos. Maybe that's why we're so insistent on Asar B'Teves. All right, will we go so far as the Avudram says? I don't know. But at least it'll explain why we fast on Friday, something we don't usually do. Okay, I want you to have a meaningful fast. And a good Shabbos and Sunday, hopefully, barring any unforeseen circumstances, Sunday will be regular. It's a Shabbos. Okay.
You can see where I'm going to shop everything.